Hundreds of people stood beneath a cloudless sky at the foot of the state capitol, some holding signs with the words inspire, revive, and heal. A gospel quartet kicked off proceedings with a few spirituals.
Isn't it a great day to be an Arkansas Republican?
State Republican Party Chairman Doyle Webb praised the retired Johns Hopkins pediatric neurosurgeon.
And he's got a prescription for what ails America.
Ben Carson, who characterized himself as someone who's not a career politician, also emphasized the poverty of his upbringing in Detroit, where he says he was taught by his mother to value books and not make up excuses.
Because, see, if you can find an excuse for something, then you can wallow in the excuse. You don't have to do anything.
And it's a principle Carson uses in defending his distaste for social welfare programs.
A lot of people say, why should I work if I can collect all these benefits?
Carson's prescription is to remove the barriers between work and the fruits of one's labor by eliminating, quote, unnecessary regulations.
There's virtually no business now, particularly small business, that isn't encumbered by all these regulations.
Carson did not say specifically which regulations he'd want to remove, but he did say he wants to see a flat tax structure, a larger military, an embrace of American exceptionalism, and a significant reduction, if not elimination, of the federal debt. Carson's positions attracted 39-year-old Jennifer Tarvin to the rally. She's the owner of a tanning salon in Bryant.
He's looking at what the country needs right now. He's looking at the military. He's looking at the financial means of this country. He's looking at the people of this country. He's not looking to divide it. He's looking to unite this country.
When asked if he would return to Arkansas on his campaign, Carson said there are many politically engaged people in the state, and he would likely come back. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.